Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Blacks and Latinos have less access to mental health care in Virginia, and African Americans experience worse outcomes from treatment than whites. Those are some of the conclusions of a new report from the Commonwealth Institute. Laura Gorin is research director at the Institute, and she says one way to fix the problem is more money. Specifically, she says she'd like to see funding for all those recommendations of the task force convened after State Senator Cree Deedson killed himself after attacking the senator. That would be $184 million.
While that is a significant amount of money, it is a critical service that we need in order to make sure people can get care as soon as they need it, not wait until it becomes an emergency and people end up in the jails or the mental health hospitals.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says the future of mental health funding for minorities as well as everybody else is particularly at risk right now.
One of the important provisions of the Affordable Care Act was it created the largest expansion of mental health and substance use disorder treatment in a generation. Well, now you and I have no idea what's going to happen to the Affordable Care Act.
Now, aside from increased funding, the Commonwealth Institute has two other recommendations for increased mental health services for Blacks and Latinos: training providers in cultural competency and creating a pipeline from historically Black colleges and universities to increase the number of minority mental health practitioners. I'm Michael Pope.